Now, the second question is, health and healthcare, medicine, complementary or spiritual?
Ah, well, now we have a quandary, don't we? Because we are seeing humanity rip itself apart in trying to understand what it needs to do when it comes to health. We are also seeing that more and more of society is becoming unhealthy in completely needless ways, frivolous ways almost, you know? But then comes this great division on how to best handle it, how to best treat ill health. Firstly, health comes down to being well within oneself. So we come back to faith in oneself, self-love in oneself, appreciating oneself, wanting the best for oneself, so that you actually take care of your body a lot more than we see humanity do now. And that isn't living a life of luxury where everything is abundant for you, because actually that leads to excess. And sometimes I think living a life of moderation, humanity doesn't understand the word moderation. You don't even know what it means anymore. But there has to be a point between excess and starvation, and that middle point is where everyone needs to be sitting with regards to how you look after your body. But however much you look after your body and honor and worship your body, you are still vulnerable to disease, to illnesses. Now, physical illnesses fall differently to emotional or mental illnesses. So, with physical illnesses, what you have to look at is whether or not it's predetermined. Now, predetermined, when we discuss that, we mean something that was in your soul contract. And if it's in your soul contract, then you were meant to get it, and it is meant to run to a certain conclusion. Now, you have free will, and free will is where it now becomes a problem. Because you can change your illness to either fulfill its purpose or fight its purpose. And that doesn't always lead to the best conclusion. So free will needs to align itself with actual soul lesson. But often we see people getting so caught in fear that free will actually drags them away almost, pulls them away from common sense. And they don't go to a doctor soon enough, and they leave it and they leave it. And what happens then is you've gone completely off path. And what might have started out as a minor ailment is now a major problem. So the first thing with ill health is to tackle fear, is to actually face the fear and to know yourself well enough that you recognize the differences in your body and respond immediately in seeking guidance and advice from a professional. Now, that professional, most of the time, is going to be a medical doctor, but some of the time might be a more complementary therapist. And sadly, your society includes osteopathy in that, and I don't quite understand that myself. For me, I see osteopathy as a medical practice, but I know you lot regard it as complementary. Once you start to investigate an illness and to see what it is, fear will keep trying to rear its head. Fear will keep trying to tell you to hide. But it's very important that you keep dealing with the fear throughout the process so you stay in control of the decision making and you stay in control of listening to what your soul is trying to tell you. Because your soul, through your gut instinct, will tell you where to go. And that is not always going to be medicine. For physical ailments, medicine is a very good starting point. Now, bear in mind, when we discuss medicine, I am including herbalism. Because most of your medicines are made from plant-based chemical compounds anyhow. So herbalism for me falls into the realm of medicine. It is, in that sense, a treatment for that is outside the normal remits of your body. Complementary therapies tend to be, for me, therapies that actually work with the body to create its own treatment. Osteopathy, chiropractors, aromatherapy, these are all working with the body to heal itself. Whereas medicine is something being added to or subtracted to force the body to heal itself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good, okay. Medicine tends to sit better with physical ailments that have a physical cause. Now, by that I mean an illness that is directly starting within the physical body and starts then either through genetics, environmental conditions, or accident or soul contract. However, if the ailment starts within the emotional self and migrates into the physical body, medicine is not enough. Because the medicine can only treat the physical body, it cannot help the emotional cause, and you have to heal the emotional cause to completely heal the physical body. Now we start having to add two or three processes together. In that instance, working with a complementary therapist, which could very well be a counselor, or even working with a spiritual healer to work on the emotional cause while a medical practitioner works on the physical. So in combination, you are treating both cause and effect, giving you a more rounded treatment and a quicker solution. Likewise, if the cause sits in any other part of the body, so for instance, if it sits in one of the spiritual bodies, because you can get traumas within these, and they then migrate through the emotional into the physical body. The further out through the subtle bodies the illness starts, the more you lean towards spiritual healing, and therefore obviously trance healing and working directly with spirit to resolve the cause. Because there is a limit to what complementary therapy can do once it migrates beyond the mental body. Now, people might not understand what I mean about that, but you basically have seven subtle bodies, the physical flesh being body number one, working out through the layers to the final being the more spiritual body, which the other six are all energetic layers, not visible to the human eye, but visible to spirit, and a lot of healers can actually feel them and sense them, even if they don't see them with their eye. These bodies all interact with the physical and are linked to the physical, and any issue within anyone feels backwards and forwards through these layers. So a physical ailment can ultimately affect every body going outward, and any body outward can affect all the way through back into the physical. So health has to start coming down to cause, because you spend so much time treating symptom. You don't get to the cause. Now that requires a lot more understanding of self and knowing who you are and what you're doing in this life, so that when something comes up, you catch it early enough to deal with it. So a lot of emotional trauma is now leading to physical illness that the people don't need to experience. It's not in their soul contract. It's purely a cause and effect because the emotional trauma has not been dealt with. There is not enough support within your society for emotional ailments. And there's even less for mental. So it is important that healthcare now extends across all of the body's needs instead of just the flesh. The flesh is often the last one to show any signs of problem. So if you deal with all the others, you are a more rounded individual, you will have less ill health anyhow. So more care and attention needs to be put on your emotional well-being, and then of course on your mental well-being. Now true mental health issues are chemical imbalances in the brain. These are life choices. That is a physical ailment and sits back in the realm of medicine. And they are actual life choices to experience that disturbed state. And it is not a cause and effect. It's not a symptom. It is the actual illness itself, predetermined. But a lot of mental health issues are actually depression. And depression is, if you like, the emotional state of the brain. So it links in with your emotional trauma, but it's moved out into the brain, into the mind, into your thinking, and has become a mental health issue. That still sits in the need for complementary and for medicine. Medicine to ease the symptoms, complementary therapies like counseling and even spiritual healing to help you get to the root cause of the distress. Because most mental health comes out of distress, and we go back to the first question with suffering. Mental health issues now are very much a symptom of this deep need to suffer. So there is not one perfect solution. Everything should be tailor-made to the individual. It should be, what healthcare do you need? Not, this is the healthcare everybody is having. But that's about humanity on a whole rethinking your way of looking at healthcare. Or, to be honest, start looking more at an Eastern philosophy. No, everyone's going to say, I'm biased, I'm Chinese. Well, okay, yes I am. But Indian medicine is also very holistic. It's not only Chinese medicine that's very holistic. The older you go back in medicine, the more holistic it becomes. And even within the roots here in this country, going to see the old wise woman for medicine was holistic, because a lot of her treatment was sitting down and talking to you over a nice cup of tea. So you're already getting the other two parts, the complementary and the spiritual, flowing in with the medicinal. So all of these things need to stop being segregated. It isn't medicine versus complementary, with a bit of spiritual on the side. They are all medicine, but they are medicine for different parts of your energetic self. Some treat the physical, some treat the emotional, and some treat the mental, and some treat the other subtle bodies. All of them now are working energetically, regardless. So healthcare as a whole needs to be brought round to being thought of as a form of energy treatment. And how are your energies out of alignment, and how they need to be realigned? With an understanding that if it is a predetermined lesson, it has a path it has to follow. And you cannot change that. What you can do is minimize the suffering within it by flowing with it instead of fighting it. A lot of people are afraid of medicine. And that saddens me, because a lot of medicine is very good. A lot of people turn their back on medicine. Don't. It's a valuable resource. We wouldn't have inspired all of these wonderful people with these ideas if it wasn't to benefit humanity. Now, true, medicine is beginning to wander off a little bit into realms it should not dabble. But that is the ego of the man, not the medicine itself. And that needs a little bit of tweaking, to be fair. They are borderline trying to play God in some instances. But again, humanity is not speaking in one solid voice to say, no, this is where the line is drawn, and sticking to it. And a lot of this fringe type of thinking is not coming from spirit. It is coming from ego. But ego will reside in everything. That's because you are human. But it needs a little tweak. But most of it, a good 90% of medicine, is there to help you. So it should be respected. But medicine also needs to respect it does not have the answer to everything. And that actually complementary therapies and spiritual therapies actually complete the puzzle. And a truly complete healthcare system incorporates all three. And if we could encourage more people to have spiritual healing on a regular basis as just a day-to-day activity, you would see health overall in the world improve. Because the starting point for everything would be in balance. If you are energetically more in balance, all illnesses stand a chance of remaining in balance and therefore not going to extremes. Medicine also works better on a body that is more receptive, and spiritual healing can make the body more receptive. Spiritual healing can also help speed up recoveries after surgery. So there is a huge place for all of these therapies to work together as one, to be a truly holistic healthcare system, instead of bickering amongst themselves and fighting for supremacy and trying to justify their existence. That is all ego. Let it go. That ego is hurting you. That ego is causing more pain and suffering. Let it go. It is not about my healthcare system is better than your healthcare system. That's childish. It is about bespoke healthcare to the individual needs of the patient. And each patient is unique, so each treatment system will be unique. Yes, there will be commonalities, but there will still be uniqueness. So every individual can benefit from medicine, complementary and spiritual work being done on them. Does that answer the question?
Yes, it does, Mr. Tower. Very, okay. Very well done. 15 seconds, please. Thank you.